That'd be Zach Franz, a linebacker for the Sandusky Redskins after a loss of a yard for Casey Sweeney. Franzel on the tackle for a loss.
Franzel and Sheridan both creeping up, sniffing that play out, is able to make a move and get in there and stop Casey Sweeney before he goes anywhere at all. And again, now Ubley finding themselves in uncomfortable situations. Second down and very long. 11, maybe 12 to go for a first down.
A loss of two on that keeper for Sweeney. Second down, 12 to go from the Sandusky 31-yard line. 11:08 left in the first half. Trips out to the left, Sweeney in the shotgun, and has a man to his left. That would be William Spicer, the fullback. Sweeney keeps it for himself. Kreiner on their left end, and he's swatted down. There's a fumble on the play, but they're going to say he was down before that ball popped loose. And now we have a horse collar penalty against the Sandusky defense.
And pretty easy call there. You can see the top of that jersey get ripped up all the way from where we're at. That plays across the field. But unique formation there for the Bearcats. They throw three receivers out to the left in the shotgun formation. Sweeney runs read option with Spicer, keeps it for himself, and a play that really wasn't going to go anywhere. Poor tackling by Sandusky is going to cost them some penalty yardage and an automatic first down for the Bearcats.
So instead of a one-yard gain for Casey Sweeney, tack on a penalty for 15 yards with that horse tackle, and suddenly it's first and 10 from the 15-yard line. Ubley marching down the field. Compliments of some handkerchiefs on the field. 10:52 left in the first half, and now trips out to the right. Sweeney in that shotgun. Now more like the pistol, actually. He's going to keep it for himself, going around the right side. Sandusky's trying to get to him. Sweeney down to the 10, blasts across the defender, and is finally brought down to the 8-yard line. A 7-yard gain for Casey Sweeney. Tackle made by 26, DeLauren Wedge on the tackle. Second down, 3 yards to go.
Yeah, that's a 3-yard free ride there for DeLorean Wedge. Tries to upend Sweeney, but too much momentum. Sweeney's able to bull right over him and get a couple extra yards for that first down, or for that nice big run on first down for him.
10:18 left in the first half. 14-0 Sandusky, but Ubley knocking on the door for the first time. Going in the pistol formation, Sweeney has Spicer to his left, and it's a handoff to Spicer, and he's untouched in the end zone. Touchdown, William Spicer and the Bearcats. 10:13 left in the first half. 14-6 now, Ubley on the board for the first time tonight.
Ubley makes an important adjustment on offense, and what they notice is they weren't winning the physicality battle at the line of scrimmage. The wing tee was not getting the 3 and 4 yards that they needed, so they spread out that Sandusky defense and run read option all the way down the field for the rest of the way. Found a little success, and Spicer's able to get into the end zone. The Bearcats get that zero off the board, put six up, and they're going to try for two with the same setup.
Trips to the left, pistol formation. Sweeney rolling to his left in the pass, has a man open, and it is brought in by Ethan Lemke for the two-point conversion. We have a flag in the backfield, though, and this one may be coming back, and it's a hold against the Bearcats. So that two-point conversion does not happen. We'll have to replay this one. This is a completely different offense from Ubley that we've ever seen in their lives here, Dave.
Yeah, well, again, you got to be creative, Clark. And what the game plan was not working. And they clearly had a plan B. And they executed, at least on that series, that read option. And you know in the break here that Sandusky's defensive coordinators are going to be talking about that for the next series. We'll see if they're able to find some success in the next and the following possessions for Ubley.
So it goes from the spot of the foul, which was at the 5-yard line. So now Ubley has a 2-point conversion from the 15-yard line, trying to make this a 6-point ball game.
What's tough about that penalty is it came from the right side of the line. So it was somebody over here that made the hold, and the whole play was on the left-hand side. So it was an unnecessary hold that's going to make it very difficult for Ubley to find the 2-point conversion.
Rolling to his right in the pistol, looking to pass down to the end zone, has a man open. It is brought in. 2-point conversion is good, as it's brought in by Nick Wright, the senior, in the corner of the end zone. The 2-point conversion is good, and now it's a 6-point ball game. 10:13 left in the first half. 14-8. Sandusky leads just by 6 points. Right here on the WLW Sports Network.
B&M Cabinet Shop has beautiful outdoor cabinetry for you. WeatherStrong Outdoor Cabinetry is waterproof and weather-resistant, with three beautiful colors for you to choose from, four stylish door designs, and an array of handles. Your outdoor cabinets will be able to withstand anything Mother Nature can throw at them. Pounding rain, hot summers, or even snowy winters are no problem. Call D&M Cabinet Shop of Ruth today to order your WeatherStrong outdoor cabinetry.
Hi, this is Doug. D&M Cabinets has provided quality cabinets for over 30 years. You can reach me at 989-479-9271 or stop in the shop at 5230 Purdy Road.
Hobley marches down the field, 51 yards and 6 plays in 2 minutes and 4 seconds for a touchdown from William Spicer from 7 yards out. The 2-point conversion is good to Nick Wright, and it's a 6-point ball game. Sandusky 14, Hobley 8, with 10 minutes and 13 seconds left in the second quarter.
Big score there for the Bearcats. Make it a one-possession game. We'll see if their defense can get off the field one time here this afternoon, Clark.
Sweeney's kick comes into the 32-yard line by the special teams of Sandusky. Out to about the 35-yard line. And everyone's pretty excited about that tackle and gain of 3 yards. Tackle made by Ethan Lemke. First and 10 for the Sandusky Redskins at their own 35-yard line.
Long field ahead of them. But the Sandusky offense has been very efficient so far in this first half. We'll see if there's more of the same, attacking the edges, going up the middle early, attacking the edges, really diversifying the running game, not just over to the left side or the right side. They've been kind of spreading it out all over the place, and Bearcats, surprisingly, unable to figure out where the next play is going next. We'll see if Sandusky can make it three straight trips into the end zone.
Sandusky in a straight T formation. Matt Carlson, sophomore quarterback, under center. Sets his feet. Waiting the snap. There it is. Quick handoff right up the middle. And this is going to be, I do believe, to Washi. Out to about the 39-yard line. DeLauren Wedge with the carry. Out for 3 yards on the play. And the whole front line of Hobley is going to give the credit for that tackle, as they were there to stop him at just 4 progress, had him out for about 3 yards. Second down, 7 to go from the 39-yard line of Sandusky's own territory.
Not much happening there for Sandusky on first down. They run right at 77. That's Preston Halleck, the senior, and the running back tries to juke away from him, but he's upended in a swarm of Bearcats of the football. We've kind of been waiting for that to happen in this first quarter. Slow up that running back and let your other guys come in and clean him up. That time the Bearcats do it very well.
Yet another T formation for Sandusky. Flags flying and whistles, and we have this could be a delay of game. Indeed it is, against Sandusky. They've been right on that edge of the delay of game multiple times. They've already used 2 timeouts in this first half because of it, and this is going to march them back 5 yards. So instead of a second down and 7, a second down and 12 from their own 34-yard line.
Sandusky coaching staff, they're begging for that 5-second wave. And I don't think that's going to help their cause at all. It's going to cost them 5 yards. And this is probably the toughest situation they've been in tonight. Second down and 12. A break for the Bearcat defense. We'll see if Sandusky can overcome the 5-yard penalty.
Second down, 12 to go from the 34-yard line. They lead by 6 points, 14-8. Sandusky leading the Ugly Bearcats. Redskins on offense for the third time tonight, trying to add on to that 5-minute-plus time possession on the night. Quick handoff to number 28, Braxton Washi, coming around the right end of now. And out to about past the original line of scrimmage, out to about the 38-yard line. Third down and 8 coming up. On the mound of that pile will be the Ugly defender, Carson Haleski, sophomore, moved up on varsity. Third down and 8 for Sandusky. This drive not going anywhere too fast yet.
Haleski and Halleck both on that same side of the field, in on that tackle to slow up the running back. A big play here now for both teams. Third down, 8 to go. If Sandusky's able to get 6 or 7 yards, no doubt in my mind Coach Jacobson is going to go for it on fourth down. But they're going to have to get at least that 6, I think, to take that chance on your own side of the field.
Going now in the shotgun formation, Carlson's under center, but we have a receiver wide each way. 2 men in the backfield, and now we have whistles, and another flag flies. And we have it before the flag flew. We have our third and final timeout called by Sandusky. And Craig Jacobson is fired up here. Dave Hansen, obviously you have a sophomore play caller out there, you know, on his third start in his career. And Sandusky's getting that play clock all the way down and unfortunately have to waste their third and final timeout with 8 minutes and 21 seconds left in this first half.
He's not happy about it because they have been running this